Oasis Audio presents The Poison Frog Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Something is definitely wrong. Grandfather Alden drove slowly through the crowded parking lot, searching for an open space.
"There's one! There's one!"
Benny cried. Grandfather made a quick turn and slipped the car into the spot. "Finally!" the handsome gray-haired man said with a smile. "Nice going, Eagle Eyes!" He patted 6-year-old Benny on the knee. The door swung open and the Alden family filed out.
"I thought we'd never find a space," 12-year-old Jessie said.
"It was getting so hot in there,"
Violet added, waving her hand in front of her face. At 10, she was the second youngest of the 4 Alden children. Henry, the oldest at 14, said,
"It's a perfect day for the zoo."
"It certainly is," Grandfather Alden said, looking up into the clear summer sky. "Is everybody ready?"
"Yeah!"
They started toward the entrance. Benny bounded ahead with excitement. The Aldens had spent many Saturdays at the Collingwood Zoo, but today was different. One of the zookeepers, Lindsay Taylor, was the niece of an old friend of Grandfather's. Today was the day her special project, an endangered species breeding program, was to be open to the public. The program was designed to allow rare animals to increase their numbers in the safety of the zoo, rather than in the more dangerous...